Stephen Ju here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about adventures and texting landowners. What the heck are they going to talk about now?
I think we know what it is. Hey, can I pause and say something real quick? It's kind of cool because it's show 11. It's show number 1110, and today's 1111. Kind of interesting, and it's Veterans Day. So I just want to say thank you for your service for all of the veterans
actually,
out there
that today too.
Are listening.
Yeah.
That's why I said it.
It's not often that it airs the same day we do it.
That means we're a little behind.
Yeah.
That tells you what our week was like last week and how busy we were this weekend.
Yep. We sold a lot of property last week.
It's been good.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
All right. Lori asks, hi, all. I started out shopping for land for myself and found Land Academy on iTunes. Being a land investor sounds a lot more challenging and interesting than merely having a piece of land to plop down on now and then, although I want that too. Instant gratification made me want to buy the first cheap property I saw on Landpin. Instead, I decided to go through the cash flow from land course first.
Good.
This is cool. Good call. Because I might have made one mistake after another, even though they seemed logical to the uneducated. I'm a data person, so I look forward to the challenge, I think. This is cool.
Yeah, so there's no real question here. I just wanted to include it because people are having positive experiences.
Well, I think it's important to say, too, because a lot of people come to us just to buy their own property to retire on, you know, move to, whatever it is. It's not crazy. You know, the investment to get our program and get in, you will definitely make it up, even if you only buy your dream property they're going to retire on.
We have several people that join the group to buy our house, to buy their next primary residence and get access to the data and do that.
And other people that join our group just to learn what we know and learn how we find land because they want to fund these people.
Exactly.
You know, it's really cool.
However you use it, use it.
What the heck is that?
There's this hippie kid I went to high school with. I wonder what happened to him. He would always say stuff like that. If you see it, see it.
What was he thinking? He's going to be the next Wayne Dyer, but he's nowhere close.
I don't know. Probably owns some kind of
manufacturing
facility or something.
It's in you.
Yeah. Just like that all the time.
Now I'm going to do that. I kind of like that. That's really good.
Today's topic, adventures and texting landowners. This is the meat of the show.
What you say, I hear.
If you text it, text it.
Yeah. If you want to send it, send it.
You know, no one's laughing at this except us.
No, it's really just us. That's true.
One of my jobs, and I say this frequently around the office, and I said it several times at the live events, one of my roles here, and I take it very seriously, is to keep all of our members and all of our staff and everybody in general ahead of the times. And to keep, you know, into the new technology and always be looking ahead, you know, because every once in a while somebody will ask, you guys send letters out? Isn't that like from 1968? Yeah, it is. But we do other stuff too. And that's what this show's about.
Mm-hmm.
So recently, Jill and I started a new website that has not been launched yet, but it will be launched here pretty soon, where you can, it's just like ParcelFact, you can go look up properties. You can draw a polygon or a circle around any given property, any property type too, from commercial real estate, industrial, land, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And download data and get everybody's phone number that's associated with the real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the actual property itself, but associated with where the
owner.
Yeah, the owner, where the tax bill gets sent. Because we don't want to be texting tenants or occupants. We want to be texting the owner. So Jill and I tried it. Mm-hmm. We ran a whole trial program, and Jill's going to get into the legalities of this in a second. The government agencies that oversee things like this, like the, it's not necessarily the Federal Communication Commission, but it's something like that.
Right.
they have a lot to say about.
There are laws.
Robocalls. It falls under robocalling and cold calling and texting. But as I understand it, if you do this from your own phone and you don't do it where you're sending a million of these out a minute,
right,
in a robocall dialer fashion, you can stay out of trouble that way. That's my understanding.
So let's talk about that for a second. We're going to talk just a few minutes on the legality. We're going to talk about our tests, and then we're going to talk about
how
we think it's going to go in the future and our predictions. So
thank you for bringing some structure and meaning
welcome.
To this.
That's why I'm here. you just start running. So, all right, everybody, we all get excited about this. Like, heck yeah, I want to be on the cutting edge. I want to text everybody. I don't want to be sending out letters. Isn't this easier and this better? So, the answer is it could be, and I hate that answer, so I'm sorry, but I have to say it. It could be, but part of it is just like email. There's some real serious legal rules that you have to look into, do your homework, and we would say please. I would try to do my best to follow, because from our research, the penalties. Should you get your, it's not just a hand slap. Should you get reported, it can be hefty penalties, and even down to like per text.
It's between $500 and $1,500 per text.
Yeah, and I think you did some research, didn't you? Find some attorneys that are making a killing.
Yeah,
that are you know, some defending people, some not being good attorneys, like some just like, we're gonna go after you. You know, kind of thing,
because
we know what
that,
you're doing.
Some lawyers that have made their mission in life to file class action lawsuits for people who are doing this in an inappropriate manner. Mm-hmm.
So the main thing is that the legality part of it is, from our research so far, never mind, again, we are not doctors. I'm not a mechanic, so don't trust my car advice. I'm not a doctor, so don't trust any of my medical advice. And I certainly am not an attorney, so I don't want you to take this. But for our research, I just want you to be aware that mass text messages in a blast where you hit one button and it goes way out there, that's where you can get into trouble. That's the stuff that you could be fined, and it's not the legal way to do this. Now, individual text messages, like I get a hold of your number, I know you own that property, I'm gonna send you a text message, and I'm literally typing it, you know, one-off kind of thing. It's, you know, a version of one-off, and hitting the button to send that message out. I'm in the clear for our research today.
That's right.
Now, how do you do that in a big way? I mean, what, do you have a room full of people there? Maybe,
possibly.
I don't know. You know, you could do stuff like that. So that's the legality.
We have multiple members who are choosing to interpret these rules very, very liberally.
Right.
And they say they're doing great. So,
meaning they're loosely, they're just kind of like, yeah, I heard you.
Yeah.
I'm over here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's websites.
They take it like they take the speed limit.
And there's companies out there that will help you do a mass thing. They think they have a workaround. This is one of those things that, you know, you have to make your own decision.
It's an individual comfort level.
And I'm not willing to go there.
Me
too,
Jill.
I really don't want to risk. Why would I risk syncing anything over text messages? We can figure this out. So that's what I want to talk about, the law, the legality. So next I want to talk about our tests. We have tested this successfully.
So here's what we did. There's a subdivision that I identified. It's a mobile home only subdivision in Arizona. There's a lot of these around. If you really dig deep, you can find them. And we're going to develop. We're going to put some mobile homes out there and mark them up and sell them. And so I took all the vacant properties in the sub, and I, guess what? Handed them to Jill. And Jill sent some texts out to test it. And it worked like a dream.
Yeah.
It was very, very,
quickly.
Very effective.
Yeah.
You know, very high open rate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 98%. 98% of the people that get a text look at it and process it, and like 65% respond.
I will add, yeah, I had even higher number than that responses. It was awesome. I do it word it too. We're still testing. You know, I don't want it to be long and, you know, drawn out. But the show, yes. The text, no. Just kidding. So no, but I give a little bit about high. I don't want to, you know, like, just to calm them down. My name is so-and-so. Here's how I got your number. I'm just sending you a quick offer. I'd love to buy this property from you for X amount. Hey, let me know if you're interested.
You got to soften it.
And by putting your name in there and things like that, that makes it okay. You know, they at least for me, you know, I got really good responses. The other one is say, please don't do this from your personal cell. I would go get a burner phone.
Yeah, that's what we do.
You know, and you could even take it a step further. Like there's things out there, like even just Google Voice. You can send text messages from Google Voice. You could type it. You have to sit and do it on your phone. You know.
I would also recommend if you're working, let's say you're working in Arizona and you live in Texas or something like that, I would get a phone that, because it's not expensive. It's like $30 to get a phone that you can do all this stuff on. I would get a phone number that's local. Mm-hmm. I think it really does matter.
It does.
We go back and forth on that advice when we get that question, but I really do think now it matters.
For some of our things, it has, like, right, we have noticed. So that's been our experience. Mm-hmm. We love it. We're not stopping.
It works.
Uh-huh. We're gonna still, and when we do, by the way, when we do find the awesome, wonderful solution to this, I promise we'll let you know. So the last thing is, okay, what's the future in our predictions? I think we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna figure out a way
to do this
in a legal, respectful
That's what I think, too.
Way. I don't ever see it replacing direct mail, but I do see it as another quick way to reach people. I might even do it as a way to follow up. Like, hey, I sent you an offer a week ago.
Yeah.
I just want to check and make sure. Did you get a chance to look at it? Do you have any questions?
That's in the end. That's how interested? I was going to answer this. Oh. I believe that it's a combination of several things.
Right.
I believe it's mail first, probably then some texting, and then potentially even hiring. I know that we have one member who hires people from another country to actually physically call. And use a number that way and say, you know, I sent you an offer a couple weeks ago. We just haven't heard from you. Is this a price need to be adjusted? And he has tremendous success with that. So I think a combination of all three is really appropriate. That's the future.
I'm trying to think if it makes a difference. I haven't found a difference. Just in case you're thinking this right now, I am also a property type or dollar amount or size or anything like that. I don't know if it makes a difference yet. We're doing it. We'll do it on everything.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Jill's buying with a partner in our group, actually, in the Land Academy group, a lot of single-family houses that'll be torn down and converted to small apartment buildings in Los Angeles. And the average price is like $1.5 million. That's where I really think this could really, really, mm-hmm. really work.
But even rural vacant land, and this is a Land Academy show, mm-hmm. Could it make a difference buying a, you know, 10-acre... you know, ranch in Texas?
Sure.
Potentially.
Right.
Yeah. Why not? What have you got to lose?
Yeah, we'll figure as we get further into it, we'll figure out the numbers, but
I
bet you a dollar they're very close to what we think.
Mm-hmm.
They always are.
Exactly.
Join us next time for an episode called Are Plat Maps Still a Big Deal?
That'll be good. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Who thinks next?
I was going to talk about my hoarse voice.
Go,
can you tell?
No.
So I feel like I have a bit of a, I don't smoke. No, I have a little bit of a smoker something raspy, weird voice thing going on.
It's not bad. Whatever it is, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Where was the question though? What do I think is next?
Who thinks next after texting? Like, how are we? Remember when texting came out?
Right.
I hate to even admit that. When texting came out, I thought it was the dumbest thing there ever was. Most people did.
Right.
I can't even imagine our life without it now.
Exactly.
So I really wonder what's next.
I think that's the way we reach people the best. It's like, it's not through social media and private messages. That's not as effective, I don't think. It's like email. You have to go there to see it. It doesn't usually jump at you, but a text jumps out at you. So I'm not sure what's going to be next. That'll be interesting.
If you have their phone number, their cell number, you could start FaceTiming them and stuff. That could be a thing. I don't know.
You know what? Ooh, I know. I could. You know what would be really cool? I could text a video over, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That could be kind of cool.
Oh, that's not crazy at all.
I know.
Send over a little video of their land and say, hey, did you know?
We used to do that now and then back in the day. Remember, we used to send videos to people.
That's a great idea, Jill.
One time we invited Seth a couple years ago to come out and for a live event that didn't end up happening at that
Seth
time.
Seth Williams.
Yeah, but yeah, Seth Williams, I reached, it was like 3 years ago. I reached out to Seth and Seth very nicely, it was like baby number one was on the way or something like that. So he sent me a video back. It was so cute. Like, he got a new camera or something. So it was so funny. So his reply to me via was a video. I'm like, well, now I have to reply to you via with a video. So I made a nice little video back. It was really cute. Silly.
He's a tech geek like that.
Oh, yeah.
He likes cameras and drones.
And you do, too.
Oh, no, no, not
me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Land Academy Daily Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.